Todd Young Online presents Young Tales. Tales for the young and the young at heart. Today's story: One Eye, Two Eyes, and Three Eyes by the Brothers Grimm. There was once a woman who had three daughters, the eldest of whom was called One Eye because she had only one eye in the middle of her forehead, and the second, Two Eyes, because she had two eyes like other folks, and the youngest, Three Eyes, because she had three eyes, and her third eye was in the center of her forehead. Now, as Two Eyes saw just as other human beings did, her sisters and her mother could not endure her. They said to her, "You, with your two eyes, are no better than common folk. You do not belong to us." They pushed her about and threw old clothes to her and gave her nothing to eat but what they had left and did everything that they could to make her unhappy. It came to pass that Two Eyes had to go out into the fields and tend the goat, but she was still very hungry because her sisters had given her so little to eat. She sat down on a ridge and began to weep, and so bitterly that two streams ran down from her eyes. And one day, when she looked up in her grief, a woman was standing beside her who said, "Why are you weeping, little Two Eyes?" Two Eyes answered, "Have I not reason to weep when I have two eyes like other people, and my sisters and mother hate me for it, and push me from one corner to another, throw old clothes at me, and give me nothing to eat but the scraps they leave? Today they have given me so little that I am still very hungry." Then the wise woman said, "Wipe away your tears, Two Eyes, and I will tell you something to stop your ever suffering from hunger again. Just say to your goat, 'Bleat, bleat, my little goat, bleat, cover the table with something to eat.' And then a clean, well-spread little table will stand before you with the most delicious food upon it, of which you may eat as much as you are inclined. And when you have had enough and have no more need of the little table, just say, 'Bleat, bleat, my little goat, I pray,' and take the table quite away. And then it will vanish again from your sight." Hereupon the wise woman departed. But Two Eyes thought, "I must instantly make a trial and see if what she said is true, for I am far too hungry." And she said, "Bleat, bleat, my little goat, bleat, cover the table with something to eat." And scarcely had she spoken the words than a little table, covered with a white cloth, was standing there, and on it was a plate with a knife and fork and a silver spoon. And the most delicious food was there also, warm and smoking as if it had just come out of the kitchen. Then Two Eyes said a little prayer she knew, "Lord God, be with us always, amen," and helped herself to some food and enjoyed it. And when she was satisfied, she said, as the wise woman had taught her, "Bleat, bleat, my little goat, I pray, and take the table quite away." And immediately the little table and everything on it was gone. "That is a delightful way of keeping house," thought Two Eyes, and was quite glad and happy. In the evening, when she went home with her goat, she found a small earthenware dish with some food, which her sisters had set ready for her, but she did not touch it. Next day, she again went out with her goat and left the few bits of broken bread which she had been handed lying untouched. The first and second time that she did this, her sisters did not notice it. But as it happened every time, they did observe it and said, "There is something wrong about Two Eyes. She always leaves her food untasted. She used to eat it up, everything that was given her. She must have discovered other ways of getting food." In order that they might learn the truth, they resolved to send One Eye with Two Eyes when she went to drive her goat to pasture to watch what Two Eyes did while she was there and whether anyone brought her things to eat and drink. So when Two Eyes set out the next time, One Eye went with her and said, "I will go with you to the pasture and see that the goat is well taken care of and driven where there is food." But Two Eyes knew what is in One Eye's mind and drove the goat into high grass and said, "Come, One Eye, we will sit down and I will sing something to you." One Eye sat down and was tired with the unaccustomed walk and the heat of the sun, and Two Eyes sang constantly, "One Eye, wakest thou? One Eye, sleepest thou?" Until One Eye shut her one eye and fell asleep. As soon as Two Eyes saw that One Eye was fast asleep and could discover nothing, she said, Bleat, bleat, my little goat, bleat, cover the table with something to eat, and seated herself at her table and ate and drank until she was satisfied, and then cried again. Bleat, bleat, my little goat, I pray, and take the table quite away. And in an instant, all was gone. Two Eyes now awakened One Eye and said, One Eye, you want to take care of the goat and yet go to sleep while you are doing it? In the meantime, the goat might run all over the world. Come, let us go home again. So they went home, and again Two Eyes let her little dish stand untouched, and One Eye could not tell her mother why she would not eat it, and to excuse herself said, I fell asleep when I was out. Next day, the mother said to Three Eyes, This time you shall go out and watch if Two Eyes eats anything when she is out, and if anyone fetches her food and drink, for she must eat and drink in secret. So Three Eyes went to Two Eyes and said, I will go with you and see if the goat is taken proper care of and driven where there is food. But Two Eyes knew what was in Three Eyes' mind and drove the goat into high grass and said, We will sit down and I will sing something to you, Three Eyes. Three Eyes sat down and was tired with the walk and with the heat of the day. And Two Eyes began to sing the same song as before. Three Eyes, are you waking? But instead of singing, Three Eyes, are you sleeping? As she ought to have done, she thoughtlessly sang, Two Eyes, are you sleeping? And sang all the time, Three Eyes, are you waking? Two Eyes, are you sleeping? Then two of the eyes, which Three Eyes had, shut and fell asleep, but the third, as it had not been named in the song, did not sleep. It is true that Three Eyes shut it, but only in her cunning to pretend it was asleep too. But it blinked and could see everything very well. And when Two Eyes thought that Three Eyes was fast asleep, she used her little charm. Bleat, bleat, my little goat, bleat, cover the table with something to eat. And ate and drank as much as her heart desired, and then ordered the table to go away again. Bleat, bleat, my little goat, I pray, and take the table quite away. And Three Eyes had seen everything. Then Two Eyes came to her, waked her, and said, Have you been asleep, Three Eyes? You are a good caretaker. Come, we will go home. And when they got home, Two Eyes again did not eat, and Three Eyes said to their mother, Now I know why that proud thing there does not eat. When she is out, she says to the goat, Bleat, bleat, my little goat, bleat, cover the table with something to eat. And then a little table appears before her covered with the best of food, much better than any we have here. When she has eaten all she wants, she says, Bleat, bleat, my little goat, I pray, and take the table quite away. And all disappears. I watched everything closely. She put two of my eyes to sleep by using a charm, but luckily the one in my forehead kept awake. Then the envious mother cried, Do you want to fare better than we do? The desire shall pass away. And she fetched a butcher's knife and thrust it into the heart of the goat, which fell down dead. When Two Eyes saw that, full of sorrow, she went outside and seated herself on the ridge of grass at the edge of the field and wept bitter tears. Suddenly the wise woman once more stood by her side and said, Two Eyes, why are you weeping? Have I not reason to weep, she answered. The goat which covered the table for me every day when I spoke your charm has been killed by my mother, and now I shall again have to bear hunger and want. The wise woman said, Two Eyes, I will give you a piece of good advice. Ask your sisters to give you the entrails of the slaughtered goat and bury them in the ground in front of the house, and your fortune will be made. Then she vanished, and Two Eyes went home and said to her sisters, Dear sisters, do give me some part of my goat. I don't wish for what is good, but just give me the entrails. Then they laughed and said, If that's all you want, you may have it. So Two Eyes took the entrails and buried them quietly at evening in front of the house door, as the wise woman had counseled her to do. Next morning, when they all awoke and went to the house door, there stood a wonderful, magnificent tree with leaves of silver and fruit of gold hanging among them, so that in all the wide world there was nothing more beautiful or precious. They did not know how the tree could have come there during the night, but Two Eyes saw that it had grown up out of the entrails of the goat, for it was standing on the exact spot where she had buried them. Then the mother said to One Eye, Climb up, my child, and gather some of the fruit of the tree for us. One Eye climbed up, but when she was about to lay hold of one of the golden apples, the branch escaped from her hands, and that happened each time so that she could not pluck a single apple, let her do what she might. Then she said to Three Eyes, "You climb up. You with your three eyes can look about you better than One Eye." One Eye slipped down, and Three Eyes climbed up. Three Eyes was not more skillful and might search as she liked, but the golden apples always escaped her. At length, the mother grew impatient and climbed up herself, but could grasp the fruit no better than One Eye and Three Eyes, for she always clutched empty air. Then said Two Eyes, "I will go up. Perhaps I might succeed." The sisters cried, "You, indeed, with your two eyes? What can you do?" But Two Eyes climbed up, and the golden apples did not get out of her way, but came into her hand of their own accord, so that she could pluck them one after another. And she brought a whole apronful down with her. The mother took them away from her, and instead of treating poor Two Eyes any better for this, she and One Eye and Three Eyes were only envious, because Two Eyes alone had been able to get the fruit. They treated her still more cruelly. It so befell that once, when they were all standing together by the tree, a young knight came up. "Quick, Two Eyes," cried the two sisters, "creep under this and don't disgrace us." And with all speed, they turned an empty barrel, which was standing close by the tree, over poor Two Eyes, and they pushed the golden apples, which she had been gathering, under it too. When the knight came nearer, he was a handsome lord who stopped and admired the magnificent gold and silver tree and said to the two sisters, "To whom does this fine tree belong? Anyone who will bestow one branch of it on me may, in return for it, ask whatsoever he desires." Then One Eye and Three Eyes replied that the tree belonged to both of them and that they would give him a branch. They both tried very hard, but they were not able to do it, for every time the branches and fruit moved away from them. Then said the knight, "It is very strange that the tree should belong to you, and yet you should not be able to break a piece of it off." They again insisted that the tree was their property. Whilst they were saying so, Two Eyes rolled a couple of golden apples from under the barrel to the feet of the knight, for she was vexed with One Eye and Three Eyes for not speaking the truth. When the knight saw the apples, he was astonished and asked from whence they came. One Eye and Three Eyes answered that they had another sister who was not allowed to show herself, for she had only two eyes like any common person. The knight, however, desired to see her and cried, "Two Eyes, come hither." Then Two Eyes, quite cheered, came from beneath the barrel, and the knight was surprised at her great beauty and said, "You, Two Eyes, can certainly break off a branch from the tree for me." "Yes," replied Two Eyes, "that I certainly shall be able to do, for the tree belongs to me." And she climbed up and with the greatest ease broke off a branch with beautiful silver leaves and golden fruit and gave it to the knight. Then said the knight, "Two Eyes, what shall I give you for it?" "Alas," answered Two Eyes, "I suffer from hunger and thirst, grief and want, from early morning till late at night. If you would take me with you and deliver me from these things, I should be very happy." So the knight lifted Two Eyes on his horse and took her home with him to his father's castle. There he gave her beautiful clothes and meat and drink to her heart's content. And as he loved her so much, he married her, and the wedding was solemnized with great rejoicing. When Two Eyes was thus carried away by the handsome knight, her two sisters grudged her good fortune in downright earnest. "The wonderful tree, however, remains with us," thought they, "and even if we can no longer gather fruit for it, every one will stand still and look at it and come to us and admire it. Who knows what good things may be in store for us?" But next morning, the tree had vanished and all their hopes were at an end. And when Two Eyes looked out of the window of her own little room, to her great delight, it was standing in front of it, and so it had followed her. Two Eyes lived a long time in happiness. One day, two poor women came to her castle and begged for alms. She looked in their faces and recognized her sisters, One Eye and Three Eyes, who had fallen into such poverty that they had to wander about and beg their bread from door to door. Two Eyes made them welcome and was kind to them and took care of them, so they both, with all their hearts, repented of the evil they had done in their youth to their little sister. The end. Young Tales is produced and narrated by Todd Young from Todd Young Online. If you enjoyed this, please like and subscribe and join us next time for another story. Thank you for your support.